Welcome to the Sean Thompson Rocket Football Coaches Show, brought to you by these faithful partners in Rocket Football: Whitetail Properties, Mark Williams Agent, Shara Solutions on the New York Stock Exchange, Homestead Realty when you're buying or selling real estate, Farmers Bank, your trusted hometown bank since 1899, Riley Tool and Machine, grinding away for Friday Night Football, First United Bank, are you ready to switch banks? Deer Lakes Golf Course, home of the Rockets. Sea Plant Federal Credit Union, now on Main Street in Marion. Johnson Furniture, your top choice for sales and service. Ellington Detailing, where we keep our Rockets looking sharp. Par 4 Plastics, our team is Rocket proud. Al Starnes, Caldwell Banker Real Estate, always a Rocket. YTG Insurance, call today for your quote. Mike and Stoner's Barbershop, where a haircut is an experience. H&H Home and Hardware, we're your one stop for everything. Marion Eye Care Center, optometrist Adria Porter, Frazier and Massey, attorneys at law in Marion, and the Magnolia Bank, Derek Myers, mortgage specialist. Now let's get right to today's show. Welcome, Coach Thompson. This is going to be a fun week. Crittenden County's coming off a 35-14 win over Murray High School, the number 7 team in Class 2A. Of course, we're number 7 in Class A. Signature win for the Rockets, Coach Thompson. I know it's been a nice weekend for you.
Yeah, for sure. You said it was going to be a fun week. Now the pressure's on. You know, you finally go out and do what you're expected to do from the beginning and really beat a really good team, and now you're expected to continue to play that way. So fun week, I don't know. Pressure's back. But, you know, we enjoy that. We welcome that pressure, and we want to make sure that, you know, we remember what it felt like Friday night so we can continue to mimic that each week.
So many highs in that game, so many things, you know, we could highlight. But one of the things that really sticks with everybody over the weekend, talking to a lot of people, was the flags.
Oh, man.
You know, or worth flags, I should say. Just flag after. In fact, it was a record breaker for us.
You know, some weeks, you know, you just know going in for whatever reason that there's going to be a lot of flags thrown. This was one of those weeks. You know, the thing that I look at is, was it both ways? Was it equal?
Equal. You know? And it was almost it was, equal, 138 to 130.
For sure. And it's both ways. So it wasn't officials having issues with one team or the other, or looking for something one way, not the other. It was equitable across the board. And you know, but the thing about it is we can't make those mistakes, because penalties kill drives. Penalties put you in bad situations on defense and back you up on special teams. It just really affects the game. So we got to make sure that we get better at that and continue to improve on it. And I didn't feel like our kids were doing anything extra. But we still can't put ourselves in those situations for the judgments to come out.
28 flags in the game. And I think Andy Hunt, if you can go see all the historical records and facts on the Rocket Football website, where Andy Hunt spells them all out for you. But I believe he had that 26 flags was a record. And we had officially 28, but that's not including – some of them that were, you know, we had dual infractions and, you know, it wipes them out. So just a lot of flags. And that game took forever. Third quarter was like a lifetime.
Yeah, I felt it. My back, when I get to get excited and running up and down that sideline like I do when we have big plays, my back doesn't last as long. So about midway through the third quarter, I was thinking to myself, am I going to make it?
Well, let's talk about your offensive players of the game. Preston Turley and Caleb Nesbitt, a couple of guys who caught touchdown passes, 3 receptions apiece. Great game. Pretty explosive on offense, finally. Seeing a little bit more. A lot of maturity on offense coming around here.
Yeah, we're just starting to get kind of in what I would call our groove and really understanding what our jobs are on offense. You know, we have a lot of guys. We play a lot of guys on offense, and they all have different jobs and have things that they're good at and what they can bring to our offense. And they're starting to understand that and play their roles. So we want to keep it going forward. We want to make sure that this continues. This wasn't a fluke, a one-night fluke where we were able to do some things. And when you look at it, we weren't great. We played well, but we weren't great. We didn't capitalize every time there was a turnover or defense created a turnover. Mm-hmm. We left a lot of points out there on the field Friday, and we still want to make sure that we're able to go and take advantage of that. But the guys are starting to get that confidence that they need to be successful, and that's huge.
I know coming into this football game, a lot of hype surrounding Sebastian Lawrence. They're a highly touted nose guard. Talk about your line and how they handled him.
They did a really good job. You know, we really didn't do anything special for him. We just went out and played football. And he's one of those guys that, you know, you have to have a plan for, which we did have a plan somewhat, but we didn't have to resort to that. You know, we were just able to go out and play how we play and block things how we block them and really do a good job. About midway through the second quarter, we realized Murray, they were getting kind of tired. Mm-hmm. You could tell they were kind of dragging. So we go in at halftime and coming back out, our adjustment is let's go sideline. Let's get out of our big sets for a little while, getting our scat guys and go side to side and make those guys really run and then bring it to them late in the game. And it really worked. Mm-hmm. As you see on that last drive we had offensively, we bring Caden in and we just go straight at him and really finish the game. So,
well, Caden's a guy that he smells blood in the water, man. He gets tough.
Yeah, he does. And, you know, he thrives in those moments. Yeah. You know, he's a special kid.
Go back on the offensive side of the ball for just a second longer. Luke Kreider, clearly one of his better games so far this season.
Yeah, for sure. He still had the two turnovers. We've got to make sure we limit those. One of those happened on a mishap up front, a protection breakdown. He turns into a guy, takes a shot in the chest, and really alters his ball a lot, really. And then the other was just a miscommunication between himself and the receiver. And, you know, those are things that we have to make sure that we limit and continue to make dwindle. You know, coming in that first game, I think he had three, and then he's been two in each game since. I think that for Luke, he's a rhythm guy. We got to make sure that we can do things where he can catch it and make quick reads and get the ball out there in space, get it out of his hands to his athletes, and he'll continue to grow if we can get him in those type of situations.
You know, the old school guys, they say that when you throw the ball, there's three things that can happen, and two of them are bad.
Yeah, that is very true. But in the new school game, you got to be able to throw that thing if you want to play in December.
New school versus old school.
Yeah.
All right, on the defensive side of the ball, and that's where, gosh, we're just really standing out. Tremendous, aggressive, just very remarkable play on the defensive side of the football all three games this year. Defensive player of the game, Preston Morganson. Nine solo tackles and two interceptions in the game.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense for your starting corner to have nine solo tackles. He's a guy that's doing a really good job of being strong in coverage for us. He's our old guy. He's one of our experienced returners as a sophomore in the secondary, and he's growing each and every week and getting better and better for us. And it's always good when he shows up in the turnover column, because after he gets the ball, you don't know what he can do with it afterwards. The ball in his hand, is he's very special, and he gets those opportunities on defense. That's a win for us. But for him to come up and be able to set the edge like he's doing and get all those solo tackles and be out there and really just being a guy that wants to get to the ball, that makes our defense better, because our defensive box is really good. If you got a guy like him turning things back in, then that box only gets better.
And although we threw two interceptions, Murray High had four.
Yeah.
And senior Ben Dobbins, back in football after several years out, and has a big interception. Yeah. Really, I thought was one of the exciting plays early that got us going.
For sure.
And then also Cade McAllister, we mentioned his name on offense, but he also played a great defensive game and had one of those interceptions. And then fumbles. Murray had four fumbles, and we got our hands on two of them. So so six turnovers there. You know, 6-2 in a turnover category.
And that's Coach Courtney. He preaches turnovers every week, every day. I'm sure everyone's seen the gold trash can by now. I hate it because I hate turnovers. You know, so I have a love hate relationship with that trash can. You know, they'll bring it out on a defensive day, and I make sure I beat it up a little bit, kick it, throw it, whatever I can. Just to it really makes the kids take pride in it. You know, they that battle they have with me, they want to take care of the trash can because that's their turnovers, and then and I want to beat it up because I hate turnovers, and it's actually funny throughout the week to watch them protect the turnover trash can. And in order to be a good football team and beat good football teams, we have to be able to win the turnover battle. And we're in the last 2 weeks, we've done that. That first week, we didn't do that. And, you know, you see the difference. So turnovers is one of those indicators when you look at the stat line, who won the turnover battle. And then a lot of times you can find who won the game that way.
You know, just in overview of this game, I think you – that's right. You were plus four in the turnovers. Mm-hmm. I think the penalty factor was a wash because, as we said, it was very equitable the way it was called. But the conditioning of the players and our ability to really just keep pouring it on late, and Murray was appeared to be just worn out.
Worn down, yeah, they appeared to be. And you know, it gets frustrating. It's demoralizing. I think a lot of times, you know, these better teams come in and are surprised by the ability that we have, because a lot of places, you know, you get that mentality of this, it's just Crittenden County. And we kind of, you know, that's kind of disrespect to us, because we feel like we're a really good football team, and we have been for a long time. And Coach Starn started building that foundation. We've continued to build upon it. And our goal every week is to make sure we open people's eyes to what we are. So we kind of take that mentality, whether a team feels that way or not. That's just the mentality we go into a game with. And you know, it just helps drive our kids.
Mm-hmm. I bet that drive back to Murray drove it home. They understood at that point. Let's talk about Xander Tabor. Had 63-yard rushing, and we've mentioned before, you know, you know, it's got become commonplace at this point where he has over 100. But they bottled him up just a little bit, but we used some of our other weapons. And but he did have, I think it was about a 70-yard return there that kind of got us going, where we answered their touchdown, their first one.
For sure. The kickoff return, that's what makes him the special player of the game, or special teams player of the game this week, you know. A lot of times when a good team like that just goes right out and, you know, they stop you and then they drive right down the field and score, it's in that moment, that next few minutes, that you determine if you're going to play with that team that night or not. And X got a hold of a kickoff return, and one of your best players makes a great play and answers that call and says, we can play with this team, and it's time to go. Me as a coach in that situation, they got that first one, and then we drive down and we get that big play on the special teams out of X, and then we go and finish and score. He scores the 1 yard touchdown on the power. Okay, we can play with this team. They still believe. Mm-hmm. And then they go back down and score again. You know, that was kind of a moment in my head. Okay, are we going to answer back? Are we going to be able to do this all night? And it's guys like that making big plays in those moments that always give you an opportunity to be able to go out and compete with any team you're playing against, as long as they show up. And he did that for us. He may not have done it like people are used to seeing him do it, but he did it. He answered the call when we needed him.
Sure. Murray scored their first two possessions, and then we shut them out the rest of the way. Okay. And we scored in every quarter.
Yeah. That's what I like to see, is being able to score in every quarter, not getting silent at any point. Absolutely. And, you know, our defense is – they're always going to be tough no matter who we're playing against. The key with our defense is can our offense maintain the ball long enough for them to be able to rest and to continue to do what they do. You know, sometimes we put them on the field a little too much, and we got to do a better job of giving them those opportunities to rest.
Let's look up front here with Ian Ellington, was your lineman of the week. Talk about his performance and what made him the lineman of the week.
You know, Ian, he's a guy that's been lineman of the week a lot for us over his four seasons, and he had an almost perfect game. He went out, did a job on every play, and he just plays with that mentality, you know, that little man mentality. He's just a lot bigger than he is. He plays bigger than he is. He probably weighs 195 pounds, 200 pounds, something like that, and plays like he's a 300-pounder. And for us, we need guys like that on our line. But he just came out and played a dang near perfect game. And, you know, sometimes you got to reward those guys, especially a guy like him that brings it every day.
Mm-hmm. What, in this football game, what stands out in your mind that really may have turned the tide
or really a play where maybe was a signature play, identified who you think this team is. Is there any player two that sticks out in your mind?
Oh, there's a ton of them. The first one, we just go down the list. You have the kickoff return right there with X. You also have a play. So Turley had the touchdown down the our sideline, but he also had a play where he catches the ball with three guys around him, where he goes up and gets it, and Luke trusting him and putting that ball there. That was a big play for me. And then you have Caden, his run on the last drive where he runs that kid over, the touchdown run. Absolutely runs the kid over. And then turns around on the last play of the game and doesn't allow them to cross the line on the last play of the game, get that touchdown. That's actually a highlight that I try to get my hands on. I'm pretty sure he put it on Twitter this morning. Just the toughness of how we finished the game right there through those plays. And you know, there's some other, you know, Caleb having his middle screen where he goes and just runs through the middle of the field. I mean, that's a guy, Nesbitt. We got to get him the ball. If he can do that, you know, we got to find ways to get him the ball. There's so many plays that I could point out, Chris. That's a bad question.
Well, let's go back just a second talking about Nesbitt. All right, I saw that next gear that he's got right there.
And that's he's got another one.
Another one beyond that one.
He's got another one beyond that one. If that guy gets closer, you would have seen it. All he saw was goal line.
Yeah.
But, you know, that play right there, you know, Xander didn't get his yards this week that he typically gets. Mm-hmm. I've never heard Xander more excited, or I shouldn't say excited. He wasn't, like, jumping with joy, but he was happy to tell me about the roach he got on that play.
Oh, yeah.
And he's the one that sprung that touchdown. Yeah, that. And he was okay with that. You know, the guys love each other's success because they're starting to understand that, you know, if they're successful, I'm successful. And that's what's making this group really fun to coach and be around every day. You know, they love it. So, you know, Caleb is a guy that's going to continue to be featured in our offense, especially the more and more confidence he gets.
Everybody asks me all the time, why does Tyler Boone not catch the ball? Why does Tyler Boone not run the ball? I mean, right now he's playing lights out on defense. Mm-hmm. This week he had 8 solo tackles, 2 assists, 4 tackles for loss, and a sack. Yep. And he's staying fresh there. So he's really
fresh. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Being able to have him 100%, you know, you think of all the injuries he's had in his career and being able to maintain his play where it's at right now on the defensive side of the ball is the most important thing to us.
Keep him in the game.
Yeah, we want him to be there because when he's there, our defense is another level, and we want to make sure that we have that. But at the same time, we do have sets. He is in our 2 tight end sets. And just because we say a 2 tight set doesn't mean that he has to line up a tight end. We can line him up out wide as well, and he works, and there'll be those times. For me, it was more important to have Tyler Boone sophomore year as opposed to having Tyler Boone junior year where we played him offensively all the time. And he just really – his body wore down really fast. Sophomore year, he probably had 20-something plays on offense, and 5 of those were touchdowns, something like that. I'd rather have that kind of production out of him and then have him on the defensive side of the ball flying around. And he's a kid, you know, he asked me probably 3 times at this point, can I play line? Can I play on the line? Can I play guard? You know, he just wants us to be good. And he's okay with that. I'm sure he wants the ball. And it will come. I'm not stupid. I know what he can do with it. It will come and there'll be times, but a lot of times when Tyler Boone goes on the field offensively, what's the defensive coordinator do? They know he's out there. So we guys got to make sure that we are smart about how we do it and make sure we maintain his body the best we can.
Well, load up the wagons here. We're going to hit the road now. We got some road trips coming up, and we'll be at Trigg County on Friday night, a team that Murray just slaughtered the week before they came up here. So we're going to be looking for good things on Friday night down at Trigg County. And anything else from you to close out the show, Coach?
I don't know how Trigg County's going to do the tickets yet. Their AD hasn't gotten back with me yet, but as soon as I know, we'll get that out to the public.
All right, we'll have it on the Crittenden Press website as well. Thanks, Coach, and we'll see you Friday night. Oh, wait, we'll see you Thursday for the coaches show. We'll talk about Trigg County. How about that?
That'd be perfect.
Thank you for joining us on today's show, and remember these fine partners when you are shopping or doing business in Crittenden County. Whitetail Properties, Mark Williams Agent, Shara Solutions on the New York Stock Exchange, Homestead Realty when you're buying or selling real estate, Farmers Bank, your trusted hometown bank since 1899, Riley Tool and Machine, grinding away for Friday night football, First United Bank, are you ready to switch banks, Deer Lakes Golf Course, home of the Rockets, Sea Plant Federal Credit Union, now on Main Street in Marion. Johnson Furniture, your top choice for sales and service. Ellington Detailing, where we keep our Rockets looking sharp. Par 4 Plastics, our team is Rocket proud. Al Starnes, Coldwell Banker Real Estate, always a Rocket. YTG Insurance, call today for your quote. Mike and Stoner's Barbershop, where a haircut is an experience. H&H Home and Hardware, we're your one stop for everything. Marion Eye Care Center, optometrist Adria Porter, Frazier and Massey, attorneys at law in Marion, and the Magnolia Bank, Derek Myers, mortgage specialist.